first book in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
The others are Mark, Luke, and John. The first one is
Matthew.
Okay.
And
the name. I know my Bible. It's back there.
The name of the wife of Abraham.
Sarah.
And a boy named Bill, his full name would be
William.
And if your father had a brother by that full name, you'd call him.
If my father had a brother, Uncle mm-hmm. William or Uncle Billy or Uncle okay. Bill.
And the President Kennedy's first name?
Jack. John.
Okay.
I don't think of Jack. Was there Jack Kennedy too?
Yeah, that's the same. But
same one, huh?
If your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him.
If I had one by John, I'd uh-huh. call him Jack.
Yeah, or you'd call him. His name's John, you call him.
Uncle John.
And the highest rank in the army?
Colonel or major? Colonel.
Or above that?
Like, general.
Okay.
Yeah, general.
And the person in charge of the ship is called a...
Admiral.
Or
captain.
Okay.
I don't know how high you wanted to go.
You ever hear that word captain used in other situations? Like, just... call the man you worked for captain or something like that?
Just mostly with boats and all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not anything, you know, on land too much. Like maybe a captain of a team or something.
Mm-hmm. And the person who presides over a court would be called a...
judge.
And the person who goes to school.
Student.
And the person who works in an office and does the typing and so forth.
Secretary.
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 And you say a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be a...
actress.
And if you're born in the United States, you say your nationality is...
from the U.S.
You're a... not a Canadian, you're a...
an American.
And what different names were there? Well, talk about the races. What different names were there?
For the races?
Mm-hmm.
Caucasian and Negro and...
what different names are there for Negroes?
Afro. African. African America or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or niggers.
Is that the word niggers? Is that pretty insulting? Or?
I guess it all depends on how you use it on a person.
Depends on who you use
and who you're using it to. Some of them get insulted and you say, you're a nigger, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know the person and you're just kidding around and you say, oh, a nigger or something like that. Mm-hmm. You can do that to a white person too. It all depends.
What about the old-fashioned names for Negroes? What did people used to say? Or what would they say now?
Black boys or something.
Uh-huh.
Mostly boy.
Do you ever hear any joking names?
Just niggas.
Uh-huh. What about other names for white people?
White trash.
What is white trash?
That's like a nigger to a nigger. A white trash is to... it's a nigger's slang uh-huh. to a white person.
What would you call white people like that? What would you call white people that you didn't...
that I didn't like?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess anything. I would call them white trash. Anything else you could think of.
Mm-hmm. Does... when a Negro says white trash, does he mean that just any white person or just a certain kind of...
I guess they mostly mean, like you say, nigger to a nigger is just something that offends you in the name, mm-hmm. just name calling.
Mm-hmm.
Just.
What would you call white people that they're not very well off, but they don't seem to work, they don't seem to try to do anything for themselves? You sort of look down on them.
Bums.
Huh?
Bums.
Okay.
Yippies.
Do you ever hear of a redneck or cracker?
I heard of rednecks.
Wetbacks.
Wetbacks, yeah.
What's a redneck?
It's like,